Books Against Fists. In Montreal, a street library reaches out to the kids no one wants to play with. Caroline Morrow of ATD Canada tells about how she has seen street libraries changing the lives of children living in poverty in Montreal. By Caroline Morrow, Canada. Something which really surprised me came through our street library. It was a young kid, an adolescent. He had a reputation. I knew him by the reputation that other people gave him. That he was a criminal. He stole things. He started fights with other kids. That's the reputation he had. We had this intuition, though, my street library colleagues and I, that we should go to his house to see what was going on. So we showed up with some books and said, "Well, what kind of books do you like?" And his eyes just lit up, and he asked if we had any novels. And so I remembered that, and the next time I tried to find a book, I thought he would like it. And sometimes that's just how it works. It's the person we think we should exclude, that we should avoid, who is actually the most interested. Since then, he has been involved in painting, workshops. He's made some amazing things. And little by little, we've seen his neighbours change the way they look at him. Now we see him playing with other kids he probably would have fought with or argued with before. It really did amaze me to see how much things have changed.